Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Longevity Project by Howard S. Friedman and Leslie R. Martin. This intriguing book uncovers the insights from the groundbreaking Terman study, which meticulously tracked the lives of a group of individuals over 8 decades, unraveling the habits and practices that contribute to a longer and healthier life. With a narrative that challenges conventional wisdom, such as the myth that marriage inherently contributes to longevity, this book stands as a cornerstone for anyone eager to understand the real predictors of long life. Authors Howard S. Friedman, a renowned psychology professor at the University of California, and Leslie R. Martin, a distinguished professor at La Sierra University, bring their extensive research experience and accolades in health, longevity, and psychology to explore complex aspects of human health and relationships, not only from a scientific standpoint, but also from a deeply human perspective. Their expertise illuminates the book's findings, making it an essential read for those seeking to sift through common cliches about health and longevity to find what truly matters. The Longevity Project caters to a diverse audience. Whether you are someone aiming to lengthen your lifespan, an individual skeptical of typical health advice, or a student looking to deepen your understanding of medicine and psychology, this book provides profound insights into how lifestyle, relationships, and personal traits play a pivotal role in determining our life's length and quality. Friedman and Martin not only present a compelling analysis of the factors that contribute to longevity, but also invite readers to reassess their life choices and strategies to enhance their well-being. Join us as we uncover the secrets to a long and healthy life, hidden in decades of research distilled into a comprehensive guide for anyone aiming to live their best, longest life. The Longevity Project: Surprising Discoveries for Health and Long Life from the Landmark 8-Decade Study. Introduction. Discover the secrets to a centenarian life. Imagine embarking on an expedition not in uncharted lands, but into the depths of human intellectual prowess and its implications on longevity. This was the quest initiated by Dr. Lewis Terman in 1921 through his ambitious project, The Genetic Studies of Genius. His mission was to decode the essence of genius by tracing the lives of exceptionally bright children, scrutinizing everything from their reading habits to their playground activities. Little did he know, his endeavor, which amassed an encyclopedia of data over decades, would serve a purpose beyond its original scope. Fast forward to the 1990s, and Terman Study's extensive archives were tapped into once again, but with a new question in mind: what are the ingredients to a long life? Among the myriad of revelations uncovered, one stood out like a beacon. Personality, it appears, has a profound sway on how long you'll live. But there's more to this narrative, more discoveries that await. Through this narrative, we're about to unravel the role conscientiousness plays in determining the span of your life, the intriguing ways marriage extends a man's life more significantly than a woman's, and how religious faith weaves into the fabric of longevity. Dive into these insights and gauge whether your path is aligned with the markers of a centenarian journey. Part 1: The Surprising Strength of Conscientiousness in Paving the Way for Longevity. It's a familiar scene. Those who meticulously plan and prioritize safety over spontaneity often find themselves the butt of jokes among their more free-spirited peers. Yet, it turns out that this tendency towards conscientiousness might just be the secret ingredient for a longer life. From a young age, conscientiousness, or the trait of being thorough and vigilant, has been identified as a key predictor of longevity. Whether this trait is innate or cultivated later in life, its benefits on lifespan are undeniable. Dr. Terman's groundbreaking work provided profound insights into this phenomenon. He observed his subjects on 2 pivotal occasions. Initially during their childhood and then 2 decades into their adulthood. Among those studied, Patricia stands out as a testament to the life-extending benefits of conscientiousness. Having lived a life marked by careful planning and responsibility, she enjoyed the rewards of a long life, passing away in her 90s. On the other hand, James's journey offers hope to the late bloomers. Initially not scoring high on conscientiousness, James made significant lifestyle adjustments as he aged, transforming his habits towards being more meticulous and goal-driven. This shift propelled him from the lower echelons to the upper quartile of conscientious individuals, a change that correlated with an extended lifespan. So, what fuels the connection between conscientiousness and longevity? Three compelling reasons stand out. Firstly, conscientious individuals naturally steer clear of risky behaviors. Their inclination towards prudence translates into a lifestyle free from smoking, excessive drinking, dangerous driving, or drug use. Second, there's a biological aspect to consider. It appears that conscientious people have elevated levels of serotonin, a neurotransmitter pivotal in fostering feelings of well-being and maintaining mood balance. This biochemical advantage likely plays a role in dissuading them from engaging in perilous behaviors. Lastly, the virtues of conscientiousness extend beyond individual health benefits to enhance social and professional relationships. Individuals who embody these traits not only lead happier and healthier lives, but also are more likely to forge bonds with partners, friends, and employers who further support their well-being. In short, it seems that the conscientious individuals among us might just be on the most promising path to a long and fulfilling life, proving that sometimes playing it safe is indeed the boldest decision one can make. Part 2, Unraveling the Layers, the True Essence of Happiness and Longevity. There's a timeless adage that champions laughter as the pinnacle of medicine, suggesting that a hearty chuckle is the cure to all ailments. Indeed, the power of a good laugh to uplift spirits during trying times is indisputable. But when it comes to the grand equation of life and longevity, does the same principle apply? The journey of the Terman study participants unfolds a narrative that challenges our preconceived notions about cheerfulness and its impact on lifespan. Contrary to the popular belief that a sunny disposition might add years to life, the study suggests that those adorned with perpetual cheer were actually at a disadvantage in the longevity race. The misleading equation of sheer cheerfulness with genuine happiness is where many go astray. Cheerful kids in the study, brimming with vitality and devoid of worries, were surprisingly predisposed to habits and lifestyles, like increased smoking and alcohol consumption, not to mention the penchant for thrill-seeking ventures that did not favor a protracted existence. Take the case of Paul, a beacon of optimism in his youth, whose spirit and laughter were infectious. Despite the buoyancy that characterized his early years, Paul's journey through life was not extended beyond those of his more reserved and perhaps perceived as less jubilant counterparts. This grave misunderstanding sets the stage for a crucial distinction. Happiness is not a mere byproduct of transient cheerfulness, but a deeper, more profound state achieved through deliberate, positive lifestyle choices. Experts in happiness research echo a harmonious chorus, prescribing practices such as reducing screen time, embracing physical activity, practicing gratitude, offering help to others, and enriching social ties. These pathways, it turns out, don't just craft a happier existence but subtly weave the very fabric of a long, fulfilling life. The Terman study illustrates that the most enduring happiness and, by extension, longevity, emanate not from sporadic bursts of laughter induced by external stimuli, but from the rich tapestry of a life well lived. Enriched social interactions, engaging professions, and consuming hobbies. These are the cornerstones upon which the edifice of true happiness and longevity is built. Therefore, the pursuit of happiness, as mirrored in the lives of Terman's subjects, is less about seeking joy in isolation and more about the holistic cultivation of a satisfying and healthy lifestyle. After all, happiness, much like longevity, is a sterling silver thread woven through the very fabric of a life characterized by connection, purpose, and passion. Part 3, The role of resilience in navigating the long-term impacts of parental divorce. In discussions surrounding divorce, a consensus often emerges about the profound impact it has on children. This shared understanding is not merely anecdotal. Research corroborates the heavy toll parental separation can take, extending even to the longevity of these children. Alarmingly, the data illustrates that children from divorced families tend to have a lifespan nearly 5 years shorter than those whose parents remain together. This stark revelation emerged from thorough investigations, positioning childhood divorce as a significant predictor of premature mortality, a striking indication of its long-reaching effects. The ripple effects of divorce often manifest in various disruptive behaviors and life choices. It not only predisposes individuals to unhealthy habits like smoking and excessive drinking, but also increases the odds of experiencing marital breakdowns in their own adult lives. Donna's story exemplifies the cascading consequences of her parents' divorce. Left in the custody of her mother following the separation, Donna's journey into adulthood was marked by challenges. College years brought with them the onset of smoking, and despite her professional successes, Donna's personal life mirrored the familial instability of her childhood, culminating in her own divorce. The compound stresses of career obligations and financial provision for her children left Donna's social life barren, a state that contributed to her early demise at 59. However, amidst the undeniable hardships, there lies a beacon of hope, resilience. This innate capacity to bounce back from adversity holds the key for children of divorced parents to transcend their circumstances and aspire for longevity. Resilience, often fostered in the early years of adulthood, is markedly influenced by one's satisfaction with life. This quality, more than any other, became evident in the Terman study participants, who not only weathered the storm of their parents' divorce, but emerged with lives marked by achievement and fulfillment. The essence of resilience lies in the ability to acknowledge personal accomplishments and feel content with the direction life has taken, despite the turmoil of parental separation. The individuals who embodied this trait, those who viewed themselves as reaching their potential and making the most of their circumstances, exhibited healthier lifestyles and enjoyed extended lifespans. Thus, while the specter of parental divorce presents undeniable challenges, the cultivation of resilience stands as a testament to the human capacity for healing and growth. It underscores the power we have to author our narratives, proving that with resilience, a life marked by longevity and satisfaction is within reach, regardless of our beginnings. Part 4: The intriguing connection between marriage, divorce, and longevity for men. Embarking on the journey of marriage is undoubtedly transformative for both partners involved. Yet, an intriguing revelation has come to light: its profound impact on the life expectancy of men. Contrary to what one might expect, it's the male partners who seem to draw the lion's share of longevity benefits from matrimonial unity. Delving into the lives of male participants within the study, an unmistakable pattern emerged. Men who navigated life in the company of their spouses were more likely to celebrate their 70th birthdays and beyond. This stands in stark contrast to their divorced counterparts, of whom only a third reached such a venerable age. Furthermore, the prospects were even bleaker for men who ventured into remarriage, with none achieving this age milestone. To untangle this phenomenon, two potential explanations were proposed. One posits that having a wife could be akin to having a life preserver, someone to offer crucial support during health crises or emergencies. The second theory suggests that a wife may serve as a guiding light towards healthier lifestyle choices. Yet, this logic prompts a question: shouldn't the remarried men also bask in these purported marital benefits? The answer, though complex, hints at the lingering scars left by divorce. As a towering beacon of social stress, the aftershocks of a dissolved marriage extend well past the reception of a new one, potentially ushering in a cascade of detrimental habits. It appears that those with a conscientious disposition are more likely to enjoy blissful and enduring unions, steering clear of divorce's disruptive wake. Conversely, the women of the study painted a different portrait. The variables of marriage, divorce, and subsequent singledom scarcely dented their longevity statistics. For women, the secret sauce to a longer life was not found in the mere status of being married, but in the quality of the marital bond itself. It was the women in genuinely fulfilling marriages who saw a notable uptick in life expectancy. Consequently, women who embraced singleness post-divorce lived lives just as extended as their continuously married peers. This revelation from the Terman study challenges the conventional wisdom advising marriage as a route to longevity for women. Instead, it underscores the importance of personal contentment and an active, supportive social network. For women, the freedom from societal pressures to wed offers a liberating truth. Staying single bears no penalty to their lifespan. However, entering into a marriage that blossoms and fosters individual growth can indeed weave additional years into the tapestry of a woman's life. Part 5. The vital link between social connections and longevity, beyond religious practices. In the pursuit of a long and fulfilling life, many have looked towards religion as a cornerstone, believing it plays a pivotal role. While it's true that religious engagement can have a bearing on one's longevity, the study unveils that this connection is more nuanced than previously thought. The variance in the religious experiences among participants is telling. Take Linda, whose life was deeply intertwined with her faith, and contrast her with John, for whom religious sanctuaries were seldom visited spaces. Then there's Donna, whose journey saw a gradual detachment from religious practices as she aged. Despite these varied paths, both Linda and John enjoyed the grace of a long life, while Donna departed earlier than her peers. Digging deeper, it becomes evident that the essence of religion's contribution to health and longevity is not found in the act of prayer itself, but in the communal and social framework it often provides. This aspect of religion emerges as a crucial wellspring of its health benefits, fostering a sense of belonging and community engagement. For men within the study, priorities were often anchored around family and career, relegating the role of religion largely to the background. Men's social lives were frequently facilitated through their spouses, diminishing the direct reliance on religious communities for social fulfillment. Conversely, the story unfolds differently for women. The communal aspects associated with religious engagement play a more pronounced role, providing vital social networks and support. The absence of such engagement, as was the case with Donna, can usher in feelings of isolation and propel unhealthy behaviors. The research underscores a universal truth: the indispensable value of robust social connections in the tapestry of a long life. For individuals like John, who may not find solace in religious affiliations, their longevity was safeguarded by a wealth of strong, meaningful social relationships outside of religious contexts. A crucial takeaway from the study is the distinction between the perception of being socially connected and the reality of having tangible, supportive relationships. In our digitally saturated age, the illusion of connectivity via social media is no substitute for the depth and sustenance provided by a tight-knit circle of friends and confidants. Thus, the path to longevity is not necessarily paved with religious adherence, but with the quality of our relationships and our ability to foster genuine, supportive connections. It's in these bonds, rather than the pews or prayer mats, that many find the real elixir for a long, healthy life. Part 6. Carving Your Own Path to Longevity: A Guide to Living a Fuller, Longer Life. Throughout this journey, we've traversed the varied landscapes of lives lived to their fullest, extending into the ripe margins of longevity. You might be pondering, amidst the richness of these narratives, how can I chart my course towards a long, fulfilling life? The truth is, the roadmap to longevity is as diverse as humanity itself. Yet, among the myriad paths, two distinct routes emerge: the high road and the road less traveled. Take Patricia, whose life story epitomizes the high road approach. From her conscientious childhood through to her nonagenarian years, Patricia's life was a testament to careful planning, steadfast relationships, and a commitment to communal bonds. Her journey underscores the potency of persistence and the value of cultivating deep social connections, a blueprint followed by many who tread this well-paved path to longevity. Conversely, the road less traveled speaks to those who defy conventional expectations, yet navigate life with a profound sense of purpose and fulfillment. Emma's narrative offers a window into such a journey. Unmarried and fiercely dedicated to her career and a tight-knit community of friends and family, Emma lived a vibrant and lengthy life, defying societal norms without a hint of regret. Emma's story is a beacon for those seeking to embrace life's opportunities without being tethered to traditional milestones. Embarking on your own expedition towards longevity doesn't demand adherence to a prescribed path. Rather, it invites you to forge a route that resonates with your unique aspirations, passions, and relationships. Here are a few cardinal principles to guide your journey. Seek out what imbues your life with meaning and purpose. Let these discoveries shape your path. Recognize the indispensable role of hard work, resilience, and enduring relationships in the quest for a prolonged life. Cultivate a relentless pursuit of your goals, ensuring a life adorned with personal satisfaction and noteworthy achievements. Yet, remember, the essence of a truly fulfilling and protracted life is finding joy in the pursuits that enliven your spirit. It's about nurturing a passion that propels you from the comfort of your bed each morning with anticipation and zeal. Embracing this approach not only enhances the quality of your days, but also significantly contributes to the length of your journey. After all, at the heart of longevity lies not just the aim to extend our timeline, but to enrich the tapestry of our experiences with vibrant and meaningful hues. Final summary: the quest for a long, fulfilling life is a journey that goes far beyond the realms of dieting and exercise. In a world brimming with quick fixes and instant gratification, the true essence of longevity encompasses a mosaic of factors, each contributing to the rich tapestry of life. To unlock the door to a century of vibrant living, one must navigate through the intricacies of personal satisfaction, meaningful relationships, and professional fulfillment. The pillars that underpin the architecture of a long life are not hewn from stone, but are rather the fruits of a labor of love, a career that ignites passion, bonds that withstand the tests of time, and a purpose that gives every morning its worth. It's in this harmonious blend of life's ingredients that the secret to surpassing the 100-year mark lies hidden. Embark on this quest not with the aim of merely adding years to your life, but with the hope of infusing every moment with the essence of living truly and deeply. For in the end, the measure of our time is not counted in days, but in the depth of connections we forge, the joy we find in our work, and the peace that comes with knowing we have lived with purpose. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.